AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government says the economy slowed in the last 3 months of last year, but with the pressure of high interest rates and widespread fears of a looming recession, the economy still grew. The AP's Jennifer King has the numbers.
The government's latest GDP estimate found the economy grew at 2.9% from October to December, with an annual rate of 2.1% for all of 2022. The resilience of the U.S. job market has been a major surprise. Economists believe the Fed's intention to slow the economy to fight inflation means the good times for America's workers aren't likely to last, and a series of big layoffs in the tech industry suggests employers may share that opinion.
The economy got a boost last quarter by consumer spending. The first to testify for the prosecution in South Carolina in the double murder trial of Alex Murdaugh is the first officer to arrive at the crime scene in 2021, Sheriff's Department Sergeant Daniel Green. Murdaugh's wife and son were shot and killed at their home. Green testified Murdaugh was upset but not panicky.
He was breathing heavily. Never once did he complain about not being able to breathe. I mean, there were fire rescue guys out there. He didn't ask for any kind of medical attention or anything like that due to not being able to breathe.
The defense claims there's no evidence linking Murdaugh to the killings. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who rose to national prominence as the lead prosecutor in President Donald Trump's first impeachment trial, says he's running for the Senate seat held by long-serving Democrat Dianne Feinstein. The 89-year-old has yet to say whether she will seek another term next year. The U.S. Drought Monitor says California continues to see regional reductions in the severity of its long-standing drought after recent deluges from atmospheric rivers. The Biden administration is expanding U.S. sanctions against Russia's Wagner Group and related companies and individuals for their role in the war in Ukraine. This is AP News. Diplomatic efforts to limit Iran's nuclear program appear more unlikely than ever before.
Rafael Mariano Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, told reporters Iran has enough enriched uranium to build several nuclear weapons if it chooses. While Iran arms Russia in its war on Ukraine, and as unrest shakes the Islamic Republic, tensions with the West are high. However, Grossi believes Iran still has a long road ahead before Iranian nuclear weapons would become a reality.
I'm not saying it is impossible, and I'm not saying we should be complacent or believe that nothing is happening. The trajectory is certainly not a good one.
Whilst Iran hasn't responded to Grossi's comments, the head of the country's civilian nuclear program stated it would welcome a visit by Grossi to the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Food Program says malnutrition rates in Afghanistan are at a record high level, with half the country enduring severe hunger. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.